Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
I've come to do something really radical. And I'm not going to play safe with you. Okay? So we either get it done, or I'm not here at all. Alright. This morning is deliverance. It's a morning of liberty. Then it's going to be a morning of equipping. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. So yesterday I began to show you the story of Joseph. A young teenager sold by his brothers to slavery. And it didn't look like anything can come out of him. And that's one of the things I want to call your attention to. Nobody is a write-off. Okay? Nobody is. Everybody is just waiting for that one moment that the light of God breaks open over their lives. Don't conclude over anybody. 2 Corinthians 5 says, "From now henceforth know we no man after the flesh. For we knew Christ after the flesh, but now know we him no more." Anything can change at any moment. But one of the things that we need to understand is that you can't live life with assumptions and enter the premium package of your destiny. See, listen. For you to become and get to where God wants you to get to, there is an exact body of knowledge that you must function with. Okay? And I said it to you yesterday, that the years ahead of you are not just predictable through prophecies, they are also predictable through knowledge. Knowledge makes the years predictable. So we look at the story of Joseph. He was in the prison. There was nothing about him. Give me that scripture. Nothing seemed to be happening around his life. So you want to ask yourself, what do prisoners do? What do prisoners do? They live each day as it comes. With some boring routines. The idea of prison in the first place is to strip people of their identity. Particularly in this part of the world. That's why many prisons, when people get there, the first thing they do is to shave their heads. Okay? But this was a young man that God had plans for. God had plans for him. And at certain point, when he thought that this was going to be the beginning of his breakthrough, fortunately for him, two guys were fellow prisoners with him. They were former staffs in the palace. They had dreams. He interpreted their dreams, expecting that his hands would be lifted. But no. But do you know that God still lifted his hands through that same guy? But it was not at that time. Okay? Listen. Never you get offended at anyone because they were not available for you. God can still rewrite events, and the same people are profitable. Do you understand what I'm saying here? All right, don't forget that. But that's not where I'm going this morning. And the moment the same problem is solved for the prisoners, got to the palace. Okay? Joseph did not need another fruit of the gift of the Spirit to solve the dream of Pharaoh. It was the same thing. Do you understand what I'm saying? He didn't need another gift. It was not a different gift that solved the problem of the guy in the prison than a different gift that solved the problem of the guy of the king of the land. If it was a different gift, maybe we'll need to go and first shut down and say, I need a new gift for Pharaoh. It is the same thing. But opportunity to present that same thing on a higher platform. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that's where the prayer of visibility comes in. That a man has been doing the same thing, but the right eyes need to see him. It's not changing. The same song, the same write-up, but different individual. From today, you begin to solve the problem of kings. Amen. I didn't hear amen to that. Amen. I think I need to start off on that. One time when our ministry started, we didn't have gadgets for recording sounds, recording audios and all that. So we used to go to King's Court. We'll do recording with their sound overnight. But most times when I'm preaching, I use my phone. We shall try to download some of the best digital recording apps. And one time somebody heard my message from India. And the man reached out, said that message was powerful, but it's not clear. And he said, how much will you need to get your sound? So they told him so and so amount, and he said the money. Many people have been listening to the messages and have been blessed. But it is important. There is a system of the wind. Let me show you. Luke chapter number 4 verse 14. I just want to show you things I want to declare. I want to bring you out of assumption into clarity. Is that okay now? Luke 4:14. Let's read this together. 1, 2, 3, go. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. Jesus returned what? In the power of the Spirit. There went out what? A fame of him round about. Is it Luke 6 verse 19? Can you give me Luke 6 verse 19? Luke chapter number 6 verse 19. Give me that scripture. I want to be sure. Thank you. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went out virtue. Listen to this. Oh. Listen to what I want to show you now. One of the very important secrets of visibility is to stay charged. What did I say? I told our pastors, and I'm going to tell you the same thing. If all you have to do in a service is to take Bible reading, do it charged. If all you have to, the privilege of taking in a service is the privilege of taking announcement, do it charged. Let me tell you something. My life, I read it from Dr. Robert. When you see the invisible, you do the impossible. He said it. He said he will never step out. Or Robert was that man that had almost 100% record with healing. Even when they were waiting for him at the crusade ground, he will not stand up till he feels saturated. I was talking to one of my daughters recently. She said, Apostle, you will not believe this. I've been avoiding you. She said, because I know that if you see me, you will pick that I'm not getting some things right. So she said, I stopped listening to you. I stopped listening to your morning prayer. I mean, correct girl, my daughter. She said one morning, she just passed beside the roommate who was playing PPC. She wanted to pass quickly and do what she wants to do. She said, as she passed, she heard, there's somebody there. You have been doing this. She said, I just wanted to pass. I can't pass again. You can function with precision. You can function with depth of the supernatural and accuracy of prophetic. It is not by guesswork or thinking. The secret is being filled with power and being charged. That you can meet somebody just by passing on the road. And I'm telling you, because listen to what I'm saying. What God wants to do is to use us as his last lifeline for humanity. That somebody was going to die, but because of the saturation, by merely passing by the person, it was more than enough that is needed from heaven for that to be cancelled over the person. Jesus went out with power. Then the fame noised abroad. I tell people, for a man who doesn't know how to shout, who is not too good with all those things, I knew from the onset that anybody who have my kind of temperament, the only advantage we can have is power. Because I don't know how to push things, the only advantage is what? What are you doing? You are making tremendous power available. That when we come to places, we begin to discharge power. I was talking about consciousness. I watched that video. It was actually Prophet Ezekiah. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you a secret. When it comes to the prophetic, all the prophet I follow, they are in CAC. Thank God for, I'm just telling you, when it comes to prophetic now in Nigeria, forget it. CAC is where it is. That thing didn't leave. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because the problem is that you get tush. Let's carry this thing. We wear suit on top. It is the same thing. The man held Adeyinka Lashori. I was with her some years back. We did national headquarters. We went to minister together. She was just serving me. He held her by the hand. He said, "Mo file ma jemu ilo." I look at the man. I said, this one is not guessing now. He knows he has it. Let me say this to you. There are hands that only need to come upon your head once in a lifetime. Because of the possibilities generated. Are you ready to receive power? Lift your hands and shout it loud and clear. I receive power. Lift your hands and shout it again. I receive power.
I receive power.
I walk in power.
I walk in power.
From today,
I am charged.
So kale,
Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. I was asking those who are with me in School of Global Missions that when will you ever be able to say, such as I have, I give you. Now, I know what I have. And when I tell a man I give you, your life will change. Forget about it. I want the Lord to listen. This dimension is like you sign on a property that is mine. I want the God to put a seal of uniqueness of his power on 7 people. So it's going to be a radical impartation on 7 people. That there is a mark of, this is not general level now. You are drawn into specifics. Raise that sound for me twice. Lift your hands, everyone, and pray in the Holy Ghost. Give up volume. You pray. Thank you, Lord. Father, search as you have placed upon my life, search for yourself 7 individuals upon whom there is a transference. I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Touch! Bring them out. 7 of them, bring them out. Stand where you are at the moment, first. You have been marked. Help them. Shakata balakate bereko shete. Senakai brahave neko tisha. Lekumbrufini kape 89. Sebina kai vehigedota kai. Paluai kate breveni kai. Pande kofaya tabalatisha. Bring them out. Bring them out. Let me be more bold. Now, thank you, Lord. Can you help them up just a bit if you can? There is a mark of difference coming upon your lives. A signature of uniqueness through His power. Touch. 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 Touch Him, Lord. Let there be a signature of His uniqueness. Help Him. You have to hold Him. Oh, yes, Lord. On yourself. Touch. This doesn't look like just impartations. It looks like a setting apart. Oh yes. Let's be careful with the pastors bring them out. Somebody should help them. Take him out of the way. Bring her up. Tiba bala she. Oh, Tiba bala. And you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall receive power. Now, allow them, just hold them down. Hold them down. I hear concerning someone, it's time to begin to walk in the miraculous. And whoever it is that word is for, let the mantle for miracles search this person out now as I count to three. One, two, three. Search. Touch. 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 Oh, yes. It's time to begin to walk the miraculous. Bring that person for me. Help them. Help them. Help them. That's the presence of the Holy Ghost. Touch him now. Oh yes. Take out. Oh, shake it, touch. Oh, Jesus. of depth, of weight, of increase in capacity. Touch him, Lord. Help him. Something is happening to you. Now pay attention, everyone. Pay attention. Can you help them up? Let them try and be seated. Help him up, please. Pay attention. I want to try to communicate a few things in the next couple of minutes. Please be seated for a while. Thank you. You have to walk with me, so stay. Thank you, Lord. Now hold on a minute. Power makes every next phase predictable. And we've got to understand the secret. Is that okay? So you are not living by guesswork. The miraculous shouldn't function by guesswork. And I said, a body of knowledge makes power predictable. Body of knowledge makes power predictable. Because I sense that in the next coming days, God is going to cause His light to shine upon you. The same thing you have been doing in obscurity, now you do it before I'm light. You will do those same things before kings. In the name of Jesus. You will do those same things before those who can lift you up. In the name of Jesus. You will be discovered. You will be discovered. You will be discovered. You will be discovered. No more obscurity. No more obscurity. You will be discovered. In the name of Jesus. You will be discovered. Listen, sit down. When this body of knowledge is operating on your life, there are many things that will never be a prayer point. I want you to leave, for instance, Jeremiah 29:11 says something about predictable outcomes. Can you give us that scripture? Jeremiah 29 said, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thought of peace, not of evil, to give you an what? Expected end." There is no such thing as this year 2022. Many people died. People were not expecting. We don't know what will happen to us. Shut up. God wants you to function with Him with an exact body of knowledge. When He said, "With long life, I will satisfy you." Satisfaction doesn't mean it will be long. It means it will be as long as you want it. Do you understand what I'm saying? He measured it long. We now said, it is now to the degree that you are satisfied. There's no such thing as, only God knows tomorrow. We don't know. He has revealed these things to us by His Spirit on our inner man. Let me show you a scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. Now listen to this. Sorry, 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. Said, "But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that what? Love him. So if you stop at this place, you say, to eyes have not seen. It's something we don't know. But verse 10 says, but God has revealed them to us by his what? Spirit. He has what? Revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? It is not guesswork. It is not guesswork. When our church was going to move from where two or three are gathered, I knew what God said to me in the place where I was praying and searching. I locked myself up recent times. I said, God, I know your hand is upon my life, but I need the wisdom and the grace for possessing cities. Now I was on that matter for months. You understand what I'm saying? God, wisdom, I get yours. One day, I was not even praying. I missed somebody's call. As I just searched through my phone, bam, a body of light just came. This is what I've been waiting for. Revelation knowledge gives us predictable outcome. Listen to what I'm saying. When you don't have revelation knowledge, you function by guesswork. God, you are the one that can help us. We don't know what tomorrow holds. But you can have revelation about that aspect. And yesterday I told you about the story of Joseph. That certain kind of transformation does not permit certain kind of problem. And I gave you an illustration. I'm not mistaken, remember? That if Pastor here at Deboye Daddy Gio walks to this place now, coming, enters this facility now, and Baba just enter and say, I think I am hungry, what will you do? You will, like a flash, get the best eatery in town. And this problem will be solved. On the other hand, another man enters, the same age, old man, a beggar, and say, I'm hungry. Except for the spirit of kindness, people will not even move. What is the difference? This man's level of transformation does not permit this kind of problem. He doesn't have to pray that, God, give me food. I'm not saying prayer is not important. But I'm saying at this level of transformation, it is not really a prayer point again. We scale it higher. There is an exact body of knowledge you have in ministry. It does not permit where two or three are gathered again. This one is not, Father, as many as are coming, please, hasten their footstep so they will come. I know what I'm telling you. The moment this knowledge begins to operate, you will begin to do things differently. It doesn't permit where two or three are gathered again. The problem is that we just pray. We don't seek for that transformation. If a man get up now, go to OAUTAC. Are you following what I'm saying here? Go to OAUTAC. Say, where is the mortuary? Go to the mortuary. Raise 20 people from the dead, televised. They share the video. It goes around the entire nation. The man now comes to OAU. Said, I want to have a small crusade in OAU. Said, I want to use sports complex or Membo. Do you think that kind of man would have to struggle people to gather? Transformation is a form of announcement. It announces the vessel upon which it is functioning. That's the secret. The problem is, look up, everybody. If I call you now and I say, Oluwatayo, come, I want to bless you with 2 million naira. And I say, oh, you are a precious daughter. From today, I give you check of 2 million naira. This. The only thing that will make that 2 million become 4 million is that there is a degree of knowledge. If you give it to somebody who doesn't have that body of knowledge, the only thing that can happen to that money is depreciation. Listen to what I'm saying. To a man who is not being transformed, results will only be a visitor. Please be seated. Result will only be a visitor. And if you will understand this, that everything you crave for, everything you pray for, every level you ever imagined, maybe you have ever sat down and say, my God, I wish in my life that I can even have access to certain individuals. Listen to what I'm saying. Everything is on the other side of growth. Everything. If you grow to a certain level, those you are looking for will begin to look for you to be relevant. I was speaking to here yesterday. This song we have been singing, Tiba Bala Shao. The girl that sang this song, Labisi. Alright? I was sharing with them. The girl did not become finer. She didn't grow taller. Do you understand what I'm saying? She didn't become more yellow. They did not change the color of her blood. You'll be amazed. The same person that was here yesterday is now sitting among kings tomorrow. What changed? There is a level of transformation working on the inside, just waiting for a level of light. Let me tell you something. Do you know that the same roommate that you have, that you are seeing every day, who is growing, and something can happen to the person and there's a shift all over the world, and you join the category of those that say, if I can only have handshake. What is special about that person? There is a level of transformation that experienced light. When transformation meets light, the result is breakthrough. So don't sit down and mourn and say, things are so down. My family, we are this and that. Our ministry is not going. We just started. That's what I was telling you. When those guys came out of prison, what did Joseph say? Please do me a favor. Talk about me to the king. When the king brought Joseph out, was it favor? Talk to me, was it favor? Who else could do what Joseph came to do? Who else? It was not favor. It was needed. Favor has its own limitation. But when this hand of God comes upon your life, listen to what I'm saying. Favor can make you preferred, but transformation makes you needed. People need you. What is your objective in this season? Begin to grow. Make sure you are growing in such a way that the finger of God upon your life just require one public manifestation. Make sure you are growing in such a way that you will not need to be pulled up twice. Once is enough. Make sure you are growing in such a way that nobody needs to hear you twice to know there's something here. Let me tell you the way I preach. When I want to preach, I preach with the consciousness of the fact that if only once is when you hear me in your life, you will look for my teachings. I don't assume anybody will want to hear me twice, but I will make you do so. Are you following what I'm saying here? That all my life needs is one opportunity. Who amongst us thinks that if we draw your hand up and say this, we give you 5 minutes before this stage, what can you do? Esther never walked past the king twice. Once was enough. Joseph never came to interpret the dream and say, this one, I've not pressed into this dimension. If he said he had not pressed to that dimension, it is back to prison. You understand what I'm saying here? He did not say, this kind. I have not persons I mentioned. Please, can you give me? No. This one. That was why when they called the guy out, bushy ears and all those things. And, he said, wait. And he got the blade and shaved himself and changed his clothes. He knew. I've been waiting for just one opportunity. That's the end of prison. That is the way God wants you to live life. That you know, this is it. I don't need two doors to be open. One is enough. There is something here that kings and nations will want to hear. If this one door can open for my life. Now, this is not beggarly Christianity. This is somebody that when things were not even available, he is busy digging and seeking the face of God, pressing for deeper dimensions, not mourning process, saying, I understand that this process is here to refine me. However, when the light opens and the curtain pathway, the man that they will meet is a different man. This is different from the man who is saying, oh Lord, just send me helper. Just send me helper. What will helper meet? What will helper meet? That's why I tell people, I say it is good to share flyers and do publicity for your ministries. But I doubt if flyers really increase church. It is the light of God upon the man when he's set up as a city upon the hill. Then nations begin to come. God told me in Abuja, I came down from our church on Sunday. I mean, God just sent us to Abuja. God sent me a walk there. I came down on Sunday. I went on a walk in prayer. And God said to me, he said, son, do you know, you don't have to be in every city to have mega churches in every city. You just shine. You can shine from Ife and the light is entering America. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can shine. See, listen, it is this thing of bring me to where you are. It doesn't work like that. You can shine from Ibadan and the light is entering South Africa, entering America, entering Ghana. It depends on the intensity of the light. It is not transport fare you need, it's brighter light. A light can shine from here, and all nations is saying, who is this person? When people begin to ask, who is this person? It's a sign that you are shining on a new level. Intensified. Make sure that when the door opens on your destiny, it is meeting a man worthy of that level. Make sure that when God finally draws your hands up and he sends this one helper you have cried for, this man will not have to need another helper because there was deficiency of wisdom. Please make sure. I perceive very strongly that the strategy for 2024 is not mere favor. It is transformation. You'll be called not on the platform of the one to do you mercy. It is on the platform of we need him. There are two different things. When you need people to show you mercy, you are the one that look for them. When they need you, they search for you wherever you are. And guess what? Nobody is having any disadvantaged location. If what you have is loud, they will look for it. If what you have is that serious, they will search you out. Ministries, church growth, whatever you call it, everything becomes predictable by level of light. I sat down in Abuja. I said, my God, you have sent us to this city. This is Dunamis, a church with 100,000 seater capacity, and when they have meetings, they still have overflow. So, here is our own church. Now we just got a new venue. If we put people here and squeeze, if we squeeze people here, we'll get maybe 1,200 here. We are not filling it up yet. What is this secret? I began to search. I narrowed down to friends that I have in the city that were in the same generation. I began to observe them. What is this thing that is responsible for this result? Don't sit down and say, actually they have the opportunity. Please stop that. Whenever you start blame game, you are not worthy of the level you want to enter. You must take responsibility for where you are and where you want to go. It doesn't work like that. And as I studied and studied, what is this thing? What is this thing? Abuja is a strange land where you will almost feel people are not here until you find out that they go to where they want to go. And until you become where people want to go, you will not have them. So what is this thing? And one day as I sat down watching my friend and brother, Michael Ruppo, I sat down watching his meeting, observing him, and a veil tore off my face. And I heard the word anakazo, compelling power. There is a power with which you begin to function that will begin to compel men around the city. Everybody just begin to know there is someone carrying a fragrance. Let's go to him. Power. It is not increase of publicity. It is burning from where you are. This is not church strategy. This is power. That there is a power that compels a level of finance. There is a power that compels a level of visibility. There is a power that compels a level of adjustment. Oh my God, my God. How do we press into this power? He gave me three things. Number one, virtue. I've said I'm not going to share this in the book. Let me just give you three things. Virtue. One of the things virtue does is that virtue makes a man weighty. There are people who carry power without virtue. Virtue here, maybe the synonymous things to it I will call is character. Number two, depth of consecration. You will have to now intensify your consecration. Number three, stretch. Long stretch of prayers. Long stretch of prayers. Now listen to this. The reason why we pray for long is not as a way to compete with anyone in terms of length of prayer. No. We are praying for long. Listen to this. Because we are actually, the Bible said, the fervent and effectual prayer of the righteous man makes tremendous power available that is dynamic in its working. Let me say this to you. Don't let me go there yet because it's too open. When you sit down and you are praying, Shadakabai Namakan Dedekai Lendekebe. That was what we saw in Luke 14. In Luke 4, verse 14. Jesus had been at the same spot 40 days, built momentum. When he came out, he went forth in the power of the Spirit. In Luke 4, verse 18, he began to say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. This is not we don't know if the Holy Ghost will come today. No. This is the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Yes, continue please. To preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind. Set at liberty them that... This is why Jesus could see a man that there was no socket. He was born without a spot for eyes. A blind man needs healing, needs his eyes to be opened. This one, there is no eyeball to be opened. He went back to where he began from. I created man in my own image. Picked the clay again. Molded it. Did the work of creation on an existing creation. Said, go and wash your face in Siloam. It was not guesswork. Everyone Jesus met, he was not trying to try check what key opens the door. When he met a man whose hand was withered, he said, stretch forth your hand. And that was it. When he met the man at the pool of Bethesda for 30 and 8 years, all he said was, pick up your bed and go. When this power is upon your life, manifestation is not guesswork. It is not luck. This one is precision. You can tell the angle the power will go because it flows with a body of knowledge. So I can tell you that from 2024 onward, any new branch of SLC we are starting is with crowd. We'll have to beg stop. Not because, listen to this, not because it came as prophecy, but because in the room of growth and transformation, you encounter a body of knowledge and you know if this doesn't work, it's against the law of justice. This one is not God increase our church. There is a kind of church God wants his children to go. When you become it, he himself, we call them. You function with exact body of knowledge. And not God, come and help me. No. while I am still in this phase, by the time the door opens over my life, it will not meet the man that entered. No. What did Joseph know? Why was he that overconfident that he would say, relax? They said, the king brought him in a hurry. Shh. Shave, 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 shave. Washed himself, wore a new clothes. He knew. That's the. They didn't say, you are out of prison for life. He knew. With what I carry, I'm not going back. And the same day, when he solved the problem of the king, the man that was in prison, the whole country now needs him. If not, they will die of hunger. What is God doing on your life right now that will make you needed by nations? What exactly is happening in your life now that people you have always admired will need? I said this yesterday, that there are singers who are praying that God just give me, what do they call them now? All these promoters or record label. Let a record label sign me. There are singers that record label sign and they know that there will be continuity to their record label because of this one talent. Until kings begin to come to the brightness of your rising, you are not shining enough. It is good when you pursue kings and they open door, but it is better when they are the ones now running. Can you please pray? Do something in my life that will compel the attention of nations. Enough of beggarly Christianity. Enough of uncertainty. No. Do something here. Mighty name we are praying. Please sit down for a while. Can you give me Micah chapter number 4 from verse 1? Tibaba lashe, oh, tibaba loye, tibaba lashe, oh, tibaba loye. Now, let me share something with you. A woman was sharing a story, talking about people who want to be transformed but don't like to pay for knowledge. She said, there's a man, I think LeBron James, not the one that plays, there's this other, is it Les Brown James, something like that? Les Brown James, something, Les Brown, yeah. He was going to be in a room, in a conversation with a person. This one is not, it's not a meeting. Please pay attention. Please pay attention. This one is not a meeting. It is going to be just like 2-3 people discussing as friends. Now, for her to have access, the conversation they want to discuss does not concern her. Just to be in that room where they are talking and see how they think and how they talk. I think the bill for her to be in that room as at then was $27,000. What does a man carry that just being around him, not even inviting him, is that expensive? So let me tell you what began to happen to our messages recently. I sat down with, I'm saying this for the first time, with a video of Dr. Sam Adeyemi, and I said, my God, what is upon this life that even if he coughs for 2 minutes, it is wisdom. I press to this body of wisdom. Listen to this. And God pointed my attention to a few things. Somebody was talking to me, he said, I went on my WhatsApp status, everywhere your video, everywhere your video. Listen to what I'm saying. I am not surprised. I've always said it. You listen to what I'm saying. If you carry this thing and that light doesn't shine, it's against the law of justice. And I said, listen, it is never going to go down. That it just ceased. No. It is one thing to be lifted. It is another thing to know how to sustain the stature. It takes a body of knowledge, an exact one, to stay in that level. If not, you'll be a visitor in the room of power. You'll go back to where you belong. So the question is, what does a man carry that just being around him is that serious? Pay attention, man of God. Listen, there's no such thing as people are broke around. No. You have not communicated to the level of those who have, and they exist. When you begin to do things at their level, you will not know that there are broke people around. I tell you fact. Excellence is a language. The one who responds is the one whose language you speak. When you begin to speak the language of the high and mighty, when you begin to speak the language of men who can change your lives, they will respond. And guess what? They look for people. Please be seated. One of my brothers was sharing a story. Somebody heard his message. I'm saying this because as I'm speaking, by the work of the Holy Spirit, people will begin to look for you.
Amen.
Somebody heard his message and invited him and said, please, if you won't mind, please come. Let me, I would like to see you. And he went with two friends. He said, when they got to the man's office, you know, Abuja is a dangerous place. Anything can happen. I wanted to buy properties, talking about buying an acre of land for our church because we need to start building. My friend Oropo called me. He said, let me talk to you. He said, don't buy land. He said, this land is a land that when you get to a certain level, everything you need money to buy will be given to you. I was only invited to his ministry to preach once. People were asking, who is this person? By the time we were done with the meeting, he said, today we are not taking offering. We are going to project his account number. Everybody in this place will want you to sow to this life. In the next 1 minute, my phone was going to explode for money. I won't tell you what kind of money. The kind of money that if you see, you've not seen money. One person's offering can be your annual salary. One offering. I had to switch off my phone. But guess what? I was operating with a body of knowledge where my joy did not increase or diminish. No. I was telling God, thank you for this and all that. I am here as your servant. They are giving to you, not me. Speak now what I shall do with this money. You are excited. Oh, quickly. I'm going to use her to go and buy this car. That level will reject you. No. One of the ways you prove you are here for a level and it is yours is that you can hold it and release it. Abraham was ready to father nations when he put Isaac on the altar. If not, Isaac will be Isaac. He will not be the one called father of nations. It will be Isaac. If he passed the test with his own child too. Don't eat your Isaac. It will make you live a lonely life. Let it be that the only reason why you have not shifted is because somebody has not discovered you. Not because you don't have the substance. Do you understand that language? Yes. Let it be. You look at men like Daniel in Babylon. They were not doing them a favor. He was needed. He served with several kings because of relevance. this king will come in and remove all the loyalists of the former king and all that. Daniel was still there, relevant. This one is not the realm of somebody, please do me a favor. This is the realm of kings needs you now. Micah 4:1, but in the last days it shall come to pass, look at it, that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains. It shall be exalted above the hills and the people shall flow to it. Yes. Many nations shall come and say, listen to what I'm saying. It is a level where you want to go to nations. It is another level where it is the nations coming. America can come to Ife. When Archbishop Benson Dahosa was alive, Benin was the tourist center of Nigeria. People were flying in to Nigeria because a light is shining. The difference between us is skin complexion. Anybody who will have the substance will be sought for. Do you understand? You are the one saying that MFM, they are praying prayer of demon. Go. You are Nayu Sabi. Go to prayer city. You will see people from Germany. Listen, hold on a minute. You are in Ibadan calling for a meeting. People in Ibadan are not coming. Somebody else is calling for a meeting in Ibadan. People are flying down from UK. What is the difference? The level of light and transformation. Now, when you are transformed, the proof of transformation is the possibility your life now represents. Do you understand what I'm saying? What is possible at this level of what you carry? When we bring sick people to the meeting, is healing captured in the possibility you carry? When we bring barren people to the meeting, is fruitfulness captured in the possibility you carry? When we bring people whose life has been downtrodden, is breakthrough captured in the possibility you carry? How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all manner of sickness and diseases. Why? For God was with him. Little wonder in Luke 6 verse 19, anywhere he gets to, the people sought to touch him. Why? Virtues. So Jesus does not even have to preach. He was a moving altar. He was. He will enter the city. You hear people running about. And what is happening? Jesus Christ of Nazareth is passing. And that guy could shout, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. He said, what do you want that I should do for you? He said, that I may see. And he said, let your eyes be opened. And that was all. So blindness does not require, now, be opened. Bam. Seke bonotuke ai de gine metish. Zizi. Ke no sikabai. Tibaba la shelo. Tibaba loye. Tibaba la shelo. Tibaba loye. Vivo mo uoro. Amen. Sit down. Say it loud and clear. Be still, O my soul.
Sit down with confidence. Say it again. Be still, oh my soul. Come on. We are doing something. Say it again. Be still, oh my soul. I am not gallivanting around searching for what we walk. This is it. My growth is the key. Even your growth will call helpers. Yeah. People want to help, but they want someone with a certain levels. I know what it is to pay for a rent and not know where the next rent will come from. I know what it is to avoid taking certain houses, even when you know you can afford the rent now. But because you know, next year is not predictable. But there is an exact body of knowledge where it is going to be against the law of justice for a man who knows and wields this kind of virtue and value to struggle for rent. When God told me to return back to Ife after service, I could not afford to pay rent of 50,000. So myself and my brother and friend, Yemi King, we went back to sleeping in Fudge Annex, Block I-5. Enter Fudge and sleep. I looked at myself. Now I have to have a house in Abuja. It is compulsory to have a house in Ibadan. We are starting a church in Lekki. It is important I have a house there. We are starting a branch in UK. I have to take a house there. What changed? Transformation. The same man. But when you begin to communicate value at another level, those things are no longer luxury. They are necessity. The key as you press ahead of 2024 is to increase your value. That's the key. See, listen. I saw it. I went to, please look up. I went to churches, a church like Daystar, on Sunday morning. And I discovered that they were not praying that God, wherever our members are, hasten their footstep. Ha! First service, finish. Those who will be in for second service, as they are saying in Jesus' name, will pray. They are queuing at the door. As you are coming out, they are rushing to go and sit down so they can have good seats. First service, second service, third service, fourth service, fifth service. They were not praying God hasten their footstep. Ha! So we pray those prayers because we have failed in certain areas. When we get the knowledge part, there's the reason why God said, why you say God should waste in their footstep, is because you have not become the place they need to be. I was invited recently by a father in the body of Christ, I mean a senior father, came to Abuja, and he sent his prayer to call me. He said, Femi, come and see me in the office. I went there to see him. I went to see him in the hotel. Oh my God. Let's leave the rest. As I came down from the hotel, I sat down at the reception and I saw some guys enter with entourage. It was the presidential candidate of one of the parties. And he saw me where I sat down. And he said, Apostle, how are you doing? I said, I'm doing fine. I said, my God, you've been a blessing to me. Really? Are you seeing the reason why we must not do what we are doing in mediocrity? You are the one holding service. You see five people online watching. Do you know who those five are? So you say, we are not much. So you preach anyhow and do things anyhow. Meanwhile, there is one person amongst those five that can put before a million people. Let me share this. Please sit down. Let me share this story with you. I will share because it's a story he shared himself. Michael Rupo was sharing this story. He went to minister in South. He was going to take minister
from there in Lagos the evening of that day. So by the time he got to the airport, he was 5 minutes late for his flight. They said it was airbound and he couldn't go with that flight again. They said the next flight is so and so place in another state. So he had to fly to that state to pick a quick flight for Lagos. When he got there, they said it was airbound. Long story short, in a day, he took 4 flights just to be able to get to Lagos for a meeting that he would only speak for 15 minutes. Somebody will say, why should I waste my time? He said, suddenly he stood at the airport and remembered, I know somebody. And he called a man and said, you won't believe, I've been stranded at the airport. The man said, please, sir, just wait where you are. And in the next couple of minutes, they came to meet him and said, we are so sorry, sir. Where are your bags? He said, this is your bag. They carried him with the bag with entourage. And guess what? The man had sent a private jet down to come and pick him. When he got to Lagos, the meeting he was going for was 15 minutes. But a woman was in that meeting where he preached for 15 minutes, who said, please come and preach in my church in Abuja. When he was done preaking in the church, the woman told the church, said, I want us to sow to his life. When the church just said, okay, just do something quickly. When they did that something quickly, it was 15 million naira. We are not talking monetary gain. I'm talking about carrying this same value, whether before 1 or before 1 million. You will never listen. There are people who are not the kings, but they are the heirs of the king. Many people have missed their chances in life because they took for granted the size of the audience before them. They say they are just students, so they fail to prepare. And amongst those students, there is one person who has an uncle who can say, there is this man of God we need to bring. You have missed chances in life because you take things for granted. If you begin to take things serious, you will discover that God opens the door perpetually. But the man that the door is open for is just not refined enough for that kind of access. Will you please pray? Do something to my eyes, Lord. Do something to my eyes. Do something. One of the best things that will change your life is to come to a level where your consciousness is heightened. Where you become, listen to what I'm saying, you just become aware, I am the Bishop Shem. I am not just mere, I am the. One of the things God did to help my mind away from mediocrity, he said, son, beginning from now on, stop flying economy. Since you don't want to change the way you are thinking, I will help you. Stop flying economy. Stop going to the airport and just sit with the crowd. Start sitting in the lounge. And I will sit down there and sip my milkshake or coffee. And I see different kind of people coming in. And I began to be clothed with an awareness. This is where I belong. There is a level of virtue that can't flow through a man who is not aware. No, this one is not coincidence. Do you know who you are? If you do, you will not just wear slippers about. and just say, let me just go and buy milk now. The next phase in the body of Christ is not going to be kind towards mediocres. I sense very strongly that there is a new batch coming, and they are better prepared. Because once that door opened up, we don't know whether 3 years again for that kind to open. But as far as I'm concerned, a great and effectual door is open right before me. And I've been prepared for such a time as this. I have been prepared. I've been teaching messages that I know that one day people will look for it and say, who is this person? It is happening. You meet a track record of over 2,000 messages preached. I was not mourning. Our ministry, no. Do it. 20 people are screaming, my God, want to explode. It is for you, but it's also not for you. The generation it is for, they are coming. Receive the grace to keep laboring, even when it doesn't look like it. Receive the grace to keep getting better at what you are doing. Receive the grace to keep enhancing capacity. I stretch my hands towards you. I decree a new layer of visibility. 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 The fragrance of what you do will come before kings. It will come before nobles. Kings will come to the brightness of your rising. In the name of Jesus. Daddy Gio shared the story. They were in Abuja. And a bishop came to meet him and said, Daddy, you won't believe. I just received the invitation card part for the dinner. They were just electing the president. So he gave the pastor a card, access card, for the event. One of the, you know, those kind of events, you will have about 10 receptions for different category of people. Then you have all others. So the man said, he just give me. So the tag on his own is A, that's A. Then there's another one, AAA. There's the C, there's... So he asked Daddy Gio, sir, where's your tag? Rabbi laugh. So I'm at a level where I don't need pass. I just have to show up. And the man at the door will salute. There are levels to these things. I said it in passing yesterday. One sign beyond prophecy of anyone about your life, one sign that you will indeed break through, is that you have heart enlargement. That is what happens when something is coming, but you refuse to be satisfied with little. It is not like something is not happening, but the man is insisting. We bless God for what is happening, but till nations come. Oh, we bless God the auditorium is filled, but till nations come. You know, a level can shut you down from the other level, because you can tabernacle around it and say, this is how far God is bringing me. Can I ask someone to ask? You are seeing something now, but do you believe there is more? Take a moment now and insist. Now pray this prayer like your life depends on it. Now listen, in Jesus' name we're praying. Three key instructions as you prepare for 2023. Number one, be strategic about your work. Do it so well for mere men in a way that it is also worthy of kings. While you wait for kings to come, do what you do
for mere men in a way that it is worthy of kings. Number two, never play down on visibility. Understand well that there is a way the system of this world does not favor a man who is not seen, whether you believe it or not. As long as David was missing in the field, a good boy, though the hand of God was upon him, except by the intervention of God, Samuel would have anointed the one he was seeing. Don't play down on visibility. We are not saying you should chase popularity. No. But do what you are doing in a way it is worthy of the limelight. Is that okay now? Is that very clear? Do what you are doing in a way that it is worthy of what? The limelight. Number three. Instead of favor, press in for value. That's the game changer. Favor is very powerful. It can set you before kings, but value will make you needed by kings. It is one thing for a king to invite you to a dinner, and you are saying, "Oh, my Lord King, I'm so privileged to be here." But there are people that kings are privileged to be in front of them, depending on the value they represent. Do you understand what I'm saying here? So you begin to live a life of value that you will never in your life again need to think before you pay for where you sleep. No. It is unjust for a man who is this important for that not to be sorted. Do you understand what I'm saying here? It is the simple dynamics. Anybody can come and say, there is something you carry, and the level at which you let it flow, it will be against the law of justice. There is a level of value you represent that you can no longer fit into public transport. Nobody around you will allow you, because this person has become, listen to what I'm saying. I see people having their birthday and they are posting wish list. It's okay. Particularly when you know you have stingy people around you, you don't tell them they won't. It's okay. But there is a level where it's people trying to know, "Sir, what will you want?" People have been asking me for what I want for birthday in November since June. And I said, "I don't." Every day I get called, "Apostle, please, what will you like to have?" There was a level where I was taking loan of Spark. One of my friend's wife was sharing with my wife. She works with a group of company that several companies are under them, including a major bank in Nigeria. She's one of the global manager of an aspect in that company. And they pay her in thousands of dollars, not $10,000, far above more. And recently, Rwanda as a nation gave her an appointment. And what they did was that they doubled what the company was paying. And they said, "You can go anywhere in the world, we'll sponsor the trip, your accommodation there, plus one nanny for your child." When United Nations heard that Rwanda gave her double, they multiplied it by five. By five. Do you understand what I'm saying? But there is somebody somewhere saying, "If you can just give me this job for 5K, sir." Value. It makes it look like God is on the side of one, is not on the side of the other. It depends on who needs you. Value. If you make this commitment, "I will not mourn process. While I have not yet seen or discovered, I will begin to build capacity, build weight, that people will need to ask, who is this?" Value. I got a message from a TV station. In fact, within the past few days, I've got a message from different platforms. "We'll be honored to have you come." This is a major show in Nigeria. So I remember maybe some 2 years ago, I just sat down and I said, "I like this show." And I never even thought about it. I said, I've not even replied the message. Now they are the ones saying, "Can we?" No. Everything is on the other side of growth. The people you are pursuing can pursue you if you grow. The money you are pursuing can pursue you if you will grow. Now I'm going to bless you. And one of the things I want to say at this time is that as you begin to increase in capacity, God will part the curtain open, that there will be a light of visibility on your life. So I stretch my hands towards you now. I decree, I declare, and I command. From this moment going forward, let the light of God's influence rest upon your life. Amen. Receive the grace to do what you are doing in a manner that is worthy of kings. Amen. Let the power of God's visibility enter into the works of your hand. Amen. Receive the excellent spirit. Amen. I ask that your heart is enlarged. Amen. And you will not be satisfied with little. Amen. From this moment, I decree and declare, anyone who has been tied down in the past, loose them now and let them go. Your success becomes predictable. Your success becomes predictable. Your success becomes predictable. When I see you next time, the kind of testimonies I will hear will be unbelievable. The least amongst you will be as mighty as David. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Your new season begins now. Amen. For those who are heads of ministries here, ministers of our ministry, receive the wisdom that guarantees increase. Amen. There is a body of wisdom that makes increase a necessity. Receive it. Amen. Receive it. There are things you know that everyone around, I told my people, it is not about doing publicity. No. It is about becoming the church that everybody needs to attend. Receive the wisdom to be strategically aligned. Amen. When you do what you do, the fragrance of it will be carried abroad. Thank you, blessed Father. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Welcome to the beginning of a new season. God bless you. Such a joy to have been here. God bless you.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.